So new insights reveal despite 10% of Australians living with asthma, there seems to be some stigma surrounding the widely misunderstood condition. Joining us to have a chat about it, General Manager of Asthma Australia, Nigel Cooper. Nigel, how are you doing?
Yeah, well, thanks, and thanks for having me.
A pleasure. What sort of stigma is there around asthma?
Well, look, we did a survey just recently of over 1,000 people across Australia. And in that survey, there were two findings that really hit through for us or came through. And the one of them in particular was that over half of the people who had asthma who we interviewed believed that their workplace does not view asthma as a valid reason to take sick leave or they're left feeling unsure. So that was a real eye-opener for us in the sense of saying we've got 50% of people with asthma in the workplace who feel they can't take sick leave when they have an asthma flare-up. And we also found with that study, 25% of people said they were uncomfortable to use their puffer in front of other people.
That's an interesting result. I mean, I grew up with a mate who practically had a puffer in his hand all the time. If he didn't have it in his hand, he was searching for where it was because he was always losing them. So I just assumed if you've got asthma, it's a necessary thing. And I just figured everybody would be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the survey, which is interesting, 95% of people who didn't have asthma, so that 95% of people said they were more than happy to people to use their puffers in front of them and had no drama. But it was the people with asthma, that 25%, that felt uncomfortable. So I think we've got a long way to go around having an open narrative with people with asthma in the workplace and in the community to say, hey, asthma is okay. So exactly as you said with your mate, you're just like, it's normal, it's fine, it's no big deal. So we've got a long way to go.
Nigel, do you think that's because the average person doesn't understand what asthma actually is?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a really good point. I think we all have our misconceptions around what asthma actually is. We often haven't had that conversation. And because asthma is so common, so we're talking, you know, 1 in 9 or 2.7 million Australians, we sort of just see it everywhere, but we haven't necessarily had that deep, engaging conversation about what it's like to have asthma. How can I help you when you've got asthma? What is your concern? And I think the other thing that's been interesting in COVID, obviously everybody now, whenever anybody coughs, everybody panics and thinks they're infected. Yeah, and 43% of people in our survey said if they saw someone coughing, they'd assume they have an infection or they're infectious or contagious. So for people with asthma, coughing is a symptom of an asthma attack or an asthma flare-up.
It's also a very dangerous condition. My wife, actually a school friend of hers, died from an asthma attack many years ago, so it's not something that should be taken lightly.
No, and that's really tragic to hear that. We have over 400 deaths a year from asthma. So we have an asthma death every day. And I think people sometimes forget that. I think sometimes people think asthma is so common and that it's no big deal.
Yep.
And even people with asthma, I think, get caught up in that. Oh, it's just asthma and I wheeze and cough all the time and that's normal. It's not. If you're using your puffer more than 2 to 3 times in a week, your asthma is considered poorly controlled. So we've got a lot of work to do. One, with people with asthma to say, hey, asthma is serious and take it seriously and you can be relatively symptom-free. And for the general community, we need to raise that profile to go, hey, asthma is a serious health condition. Let's talk about it. Let's raise the profile. Let's normalise it and let's get rid of this stigma.
It is Asthma Week at the moment. If anybody would like to find out some more information, Nigel, where would you recommend they go?
Yep, certainly come and chat to us, 1-800-ASTHMA. We have asthma educators, trained staff within our organisation, so give us a call. You can go to our website, which is asthma.org.au. And we'd also encourage people with asthma at this time, now is a really good time. Book in and see your doctor. Get your asthma action plan updated, or if you don't have one, get one. Have your medications reviewed. And if you're on a preventer, now is a really good time to restart it if you take it seasonally. And also, don't forget people like your pharmacist. So your local pharmacist is also very knowledgeable. So access information, engage and talk.
Some great advice there. General Manager of Asthma Australia, Nigel Cooper, thank you very much for joining us today on 2NM.
No problem. It was a pleasure to speak with you.